Doug Lamorese here with your Ohio State football headlines for Tuesday, October 27th, a week until Election Day. Everybody get out and vote. Ohio State 1-0 after Saturday's win over Nebraska, going to Penn State this Saturday. You know that. You know it because you listen to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week from Cleveland.com. You know it because you read Cleveland.com/OSU. And you might even know it because you're a tech subscriber, which you can get a 14-day free trial at 614-350-3315. Or you can just listen. Well, not or. It's really and. And is preferable. So go ahead, listen to these five headlines from Cleveland.com. The Ohio State Buckeyes up to number 3 in the AP poll this week. This is Doug Lamorese from Cleveland.com. Their opening win of the season has Ohio State probably where they should be in the AP poll. The AP poll has been a very complicated process this season as teams have started earlier than each other. The Big Ten just started this week. And so there has been some controversy. Some voters in the AP poll have said they were not going to vote for teams until they played a game, which actually kind of makes sense, but also wasn't the rule. So now that Ohio State played, everybody decided they could vote for them. So the result was that Ohio State moved up from number 5 when they were 0-0 last week. They are now number 3 that they are 1-0. They're behind Clemson. Clemson got 52 first-place votes, but Clemson's played 6 games. Alabama's number 2. Alabama got 10 first-place votes. Alabama's played 5 games. So Ohio State at 1-0, sitting at number 3, ahead of number 4 Notre Dame, which is 5-0. Pretty good. No first-place votes for the Buckeyes, but I think a lot of us anticipate as this season goes forward, that top 3 will remain the same, maybe in that order, unless things get pretty wild and somebody loses. But Clemson, Alabama, and Ohio State right now, the top 3 that everybody views them as, and maybe the top 3 that we'll see when we get to the college football playoff. To follow the number 3 Ohio State Buckeyes, make sure you are listening to Buckeye Talk and reading Cleveland.com/OSU. Everybody always cares when Ohio State's playing. This is Doug Lamorese from Cleveland.com. Because if you don't know when they're playing, you can't watch the game because you're going to turn it on at the wrong time. So we know, of course, Ohio State in prime time this week against the Penn State Nittany Lions on Saturday. That will be a 7:30 start, and that will be the big ABC College Game Day broadcast with Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit on the call. But now we have the news of week 3 for Ohio State, when that game's going to be. And guess what? The Big Ten Network is making this Ohio State-Rutgers game in week 3 a big one. The Big Ten Network likes it when they get the Buckeyes on there, so they're going to have Rutgers trip to Ohio State in week 3 of the Big Ten season to kick off at 7:30. That's going to be a primetime start, a night game in Ohio Stadium. Anytime Rutgers wins, it's a surprise. Rutgers beat Michigan State week 1. That opens some eyes. Rutgers gets Indiana in week 2. Quite possible that we're seeing a showdown for control of the Big Ten East in week 3. If it's 2-0 Rutgers and 2-0 Ohio State, then now we do know. Big Ten Network, week 3, 7:30 at night. Rutgers at Ohio State. And where can you find coverage of that game when we get to it? At Cleveland.com/OSU. 2 months after he was shot in the face, defensive tackle Haskell Garrett was on the field for the Ohio State Buckeyes in their opener against Nebraska. This is Doug Lamorese from Cleveland.com. Not only was he on the field checking in for the third series for the Buckeyes, he made an immediate impact. He had a sack late in the first half of Nebraska quarterback Adrian Martinez. He got in the backfield on another play. And the result of that, Haskell Garrett, Ohio State's defensive player of the game against Nebraska, as named by the Buckeyes. Garrett, again, shot in the face this offseason after trying to assist people that were having a confrontation, a bullet wound in the face, in one cheek and out the other. Everybody worried about Ohio State's defensive tackle depth. And listen, everybody worried about Haskell Garrett. But here he was, back on the football field and making plays. So very well-deserving. Haskell Garrett, Ohio State's defensive player of the game. 2 tackles, a sack, 2 quarterback hurries as the Buckeyes open their season in 2020 with a win over Nebraska. For all your Ohio State coverage, read Cleveland.com/OSU. Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields off to the start that everybody expected. Almost perfect. It's hard when the expectations are almost perfect, but Justin Fields achieved that. Doug Lamorese from Cleveland.com. Ohio State's junior quarterback, 20 of 21 passing for 276 yards and two touchdowns, also ran for 54 yards and another score in Ohio State's 52-17 win over Nebraska to open the season. The only incompletion, a pass into the end zone to Chris Olave that Olave had, he caught it, and then he was flipped by a defender, and when he fell to the turf and landed, the ball was jarred loose for an incompletion. So no misses. No misses by Justin Fields. This is a guy third in the Heisman Trophy voting a year ago, a surefire Heisman candidate coming into this season. Absolutely no rust. He came out looking even more accurate, looking even in more control of the Ohio State offense than a year ago. So he'll now take that game to Penn State, the school where he once was committed as a recruit. Georgia native, committed to Penn State, wound up committing and playing at Georgia as a freshman, as you know, now at year two in Ohio State and looking better than ever. Justin Fields, Ohio State's Offensive Player of the Week for week one. Make sure you're listening to Buckeye Talk from Cleveland.com 5 days a week, wherever you find podcasts. We know people like to watch Ohio State football. Fewer of them, 1% as many people as usual, can now watch the Buckeyes in Ohio Stadium because of crowd restrictions due to coronavirus. So that means even more people can watch on TV. So no surprise that Ohio State's week one game against Nebraska at noon on Fox was the highest rated game of the college football weekend. It was a 3.7 average in metered markets. It was the second highest rated game overall this season. Only Alabama, Georgia drew a higher rating. And of course, very popular. In Columbus, 36.7 of the TVs were tuned in. Cleveland, 21.4. Cincinnati, 12%. We know people in Columbus love to watch the Buckeyes, but people in Cleveland, right there with it. So Fox, very happy. People wanted the Big Ten back, but that's one of the reasons that Fox and ESPN and ABC really wanted the Big Ten back, is because people love to watch Ohio State football, and they tuned in the opener, the largest rating of the weekend, Buckeyes versus Nebraska on October 24th. You know, watching TV is good, but we also want you to listen to podcasts from us, Buckeye Talk, and also read stories at cleveland.com/OSU, and make sure you're catching our five headlines every week from cleveland.com.